AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. President Donald Trump says he'll permanently pause migration from poorer countries, AP's Donna Warder reports.
In a blistering late-night post on social media, President Donald Trump said he'd permanently pause migration from poorer nations, terminate millions of admissions to the U.S. during the Biden administration, and denaturalize people who, quote, undermine domestic tranquility, end quote. Trump's comments came following the Wednesday shooting of two National Guard members deployed to Washington, D.C. under Trump's orders. One has died. The suspect is a 29-year-old Afghan national who worked with the CIA during the Afghanistan War. He immigrated as part of a program to resettle those who helped American troops after the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Trump claims on his Truth Social that most foreign-born U.S. residents, quote, are on welfare from failed nations or from prisons, mental institutions, gangs, or drug cartels, end quote. And he blamed them for crime across the country that's mostly committed by U.S. citizens. I'm Donna Warder.
Former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte will remain in detention at the International Criminal Court. That's after an appeals judge on Friday rejected a request to release him on health grounds. At The Hague, Judge Luz del Carmen Ibanez Carranza reads the judge's decision.
The defense has failed to demonstrate that the Deputorial Chamber's assessment was unreasonable. Accordingly, the appeals chamber finds that the defense has failed to show that the Pretoria Chamber erred in its assessment. For these reasons, the third ground of appeal is rejected.
A lot of snow, rain, and cold weather awaits travelers for the rest of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. This is AP News.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks opened with gains on the final trading day of November. The S&P 500 rose 0.2%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 138 points, and the Nasdaq gained 0.3%. Most tech stocks posted gains, but Nvidia, the market's most valuable stock, fell 1% and is headed for a double-digit loss for the month. The central bank, which has already cut rates twice this year, is facing an increasingly difficult decision on interest rates as inflation rises and the job market slows. The latest round of corporate earnings report was mostly positive, but economic data has been mixed. Treasury yields held mostly steady. Stock trading closes at 1 p.m. Eastern Time today. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
A man arrested by French police earlier this week is thought to be the fourth member of the team that stole France's crown jewels in a brazen heist from the Louvre Museum. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.